Thank you and good morning. Officials from Six Rivers National Forest issued a statement regarding the incident that sent a forest officer to the hospital and resulted in shots being fired at a fleeing suspect on Saturday night, but few new details were revealed. A forest officer initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle associated with a person wanted in Trinity County for assault. The driver, who is yet to be identified, fled the scene and deliberately hit the officer as he did so. That officer fired his weapon at the fleeing vehicle, while a second forest officer attempted to stop the suspect by ramming his car. Those efforts failed, and despite a CHP officer managing to disable the suspect's Jeep Liberty later on, the suspect managed to flee the area on foot and remains at large. Any moment information is asked to contact authorities. District Attorney Paul Gallegos has taken control of a controversial fatal stabbing case in Arcata. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A fatal Arcata stabbing has become a hot button in a Humboldt County DA's race, but now DA Paul Gallegos is trying to turn down the heat. Deputy DA Alan Firpo, DA candidate, has been handling the case, but at least two opponents have been criticizing her handling, saying that the plea deal with Juan Joseph Farrar was too light. Firpo is also a candidate for the DA election, but now District Attorney Paul Gallegos, not seeking re-election, should be the one to carry on, he said. Farrar pled to involuntary manslaughter for the fatal stabbing of Chef Douglas Anderson Jourdet. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thanks, Dave. Law enforcement officers across the county arrested at least 14 people on suspicion of driving under the influence from Friday night through Sunday night this past weekend, and on Monday we celebrated St. Patrick's Day. That meant the Avoid the 8 DUI task force was out on the roads, and three more drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, three less than in 2013 when that number was six. There were no fatalities reported in the county, and the next enforcement period will take place in May for Cinco de Mayo. Two unrelated motorcycle collisions on Monday claimed the lives of the motorcycle riders. The rider of a motorcycle on Highway 36, who collided head-on with an oncoming car after drifting across the double yellow lines, suffered fatal injuries late Monday night. The identity of that rider has not been released, and DUI has not been ruled out as a contributing factor. That collision remains under investigation. On Monday afternoon, 20-year-old Arcata resident Dylan Arcani suffered fatal injuries while fleeing from a sheriff's deputy on Samoa Boulevard. Arcani was riding a motorcycle without license plates, and he hit a car making a left-hand turn at Dean Street. Arcani was taken to the hospital but pronounced dead in the emergency room. And the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing Rio Del woman who was last seen in Eureka in mid-January. 37-year-old Sheila Franks is an adult white female, 5'5", 120 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes, and who has not been in contact with her mother in several weeks. That behavior is considered out of character, and her mother called to report her as a missing person. Any moment information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the Board of Supervisors searches for solutions to the county's $2 million budget shortfall, one possibility that many are undoubtedly discussing is the legalization of Humboldt's marijuana industry. Some believe that if the county were able to collect sales tax on marijuana purchases, it could be a potential gold mine. However, the economics of pot are complex. County CAO Philip Smith Haynes explains the factors that would have to be considered if the county tried to account for marijuana.
If marijuana were legalized, you might have more local sales of it, but you would also be doing a lot more officially selling to the large urban centers, right? You'd be looking at basically a wholesale versus a retail model and having to do some analysis of that and how much sales tax you would generate on a wholesale basis.
Smith Haynes added that a marijuana business location would affect the county's ability to profit as well.
The county only receives sales tax on sales that are sited in the unincorporated area. So if you had your marijuana distribution warehouse in the city of Eureka, as opposed to out in Myrtletown or McKinleyville, that would make a difference.
It remains to be seen if Humboldt County and the state of California will follow in the footsteps of Colorado and Washington and push for legalization. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.